Grateful, it's terrific. This is what they call getting revenge.
What happened? Are you feeling
all right?
No,
I'm fine. Oh, I'd really like to see your dad's face afterwards.
Yes, it's his own fault for doing these bad things.
Oh, goodness, how am I supposed to stop myself from laughing when I'm signing those damn divorce papers? If I laugh, I'll ruin everything.
No, it's not important at all. I'll say you're so upset that you've gone crazy and lost your senses in order for it to look more real. Get up in the middle of it and slap me in the face.
I'll slap your dad. I'll throw tea on him.
Oh, disrespecting an elder.
But I'll get a marriage portion in cash before I sign it.
Yes, get a cheque ready to cash before you sign.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Yes.
1,000 gold coins.
Mm.
That's 1 billion. What'll we do with the money? Let's go and buy a house.
Yes, we need to buy a house. Anyhow, what is this place with Sharam's pictures on the walls?
Oh, new appliances, a new couch.
Everything of your own choosing.
Oh.
Is that good?
Hang on, don't tell me you want to divorce me and get rid of me.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow, you caught me red-handed. Yes, that's what I wanted to do.
Arzel, if you trick me, I'll kill you.
Lely, if you're not in my life for 2 days, I'll die.
Now, why before my surgery?
The truth is, I hadn't told you. The truth is, the cost of your surgery is a bit high. I mean, it's really high. It's 70 million.
70 million? What kind of surgery is it?
Lely, it's brain surgery. It's a sensitive surgery. As soon as surgeons touch a skull, they get 20, 30 million. Well, it's a sensitive surgery, and in our situation, well, I saw that we don't have money, so I figured we could kill 2 birds with 1 stone. We'll get the money for your surgery, and we use the rest of the money for the costs in our life. My dad is pleased to give 1 billion. May God be pleased as well.
Arzel, tell me the truth. If it wasn't for my illness, you wouldn't have come up with the scheme, right?
If you want to know the truth, no. I went to my dad to get the money for your surgery, but, well, unexpectedly, he made the offer. I figured it's the best chance for me to teach him a lesson.
You poor thing, you went and asked him for my sake.
I had no other choice. Where were we going to get 70 million from,
You mean my illness is that serious? It's that dangerous?
No, Lily. In my opinion, even if you don't take care of a cold, it becomes dangerous. Never mind the brain, which is a critical part of the body.
You mean if we don't take care of my illness, I will die?
Man, why are you acting like this? Have I ever lied to you? You want me to give you the doctor's number so you can call him yourself? Should I pour some tea?
Now, why are you getting upset?
Well, you make a person get upset. I said that your doctor said when you get older, I don't know, many years later, when you're 60 years old, it might have some effects for you. What we're doing right now is taking care of the future. You crazy fool. Just think. When you're 60, and God forbid, you start forgetting things, at that age, I won't be in the mood for it. I won't, all right? Then I'll go and get a young wife, and you'll die from jealousy. I'm only worried about your own future. Otherwise, well, I'll go and get a second wife. Would you like me to go and get a second wife? Tell me, would you like that?
When we get married again, I'm going to increase my marriage portion.
Yes, and increase it. Am I the one that's going to give it for you to be trying to scare me? Increase it. We'll increase our marriage portion.
Our marriage portion?
That's right. That's right. We're partners. Aren't we partners?
You want me to tell your father to put a villa in your name for your marriage portion, darling bride?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not that type of person for these things to matter to me. I'm easy to get along
with. Oh, God. What a disgusting bride. Oh, no.
The only important thing for me is character. Here you are.
Thank you very much, my darling bride.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot for coming. Oh, well, it's spilt. It's spilt in the tray.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I'm not in a good mood.
Oh, nothing's happened yet and you're already backing out.
No, I'm not backing out. In fact, I've become more serious. I want to become rich and really let my uncle and the likes of him have it and... Well, that's why I don't want to study cardiology anymore. I want to become a neurosurgeon because it makes more money, you know.
Uh-huh. Farzad, if I ask you something, will you tell me the truth?
Yes.
What was your motivation for studying medicine?
You don't know?
No.
After all of these years that we've been living together, it wasn't important for you to ask me, you don't think?
No, well, the situation never came up for it to be important to me, but it's important now.
How come?
Well, just tell me and I'll tell you why.
Well, I should tell you... that when I was a child, I really wanted to become a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young boys choose one of three professions. They either choose to become a pilot or a doctor or an engineer. Now, since my dad said, I mean, he wanted me to become a doctor, my dad forced me to study science, so I had to forget about engineering. But on the other hand, I'd put all of my focus on becoming a pilot back then.
Uh-huh.
So what happened? My last year of high school, for the first time, I got an aeroplane. And I realized, the situation is bad.
Why is that?
How come?
Mm-hmm.
Well, get this. Because I'm scared of heights and of flying.
Oh.
Of flying.
You mean before your last year of high school, you didn't know you're afraid of heights? I mean, for example, you hadn't gone up a mountain or a building or something like that? Really?
Yes, I had. Do you remember that mountain by our town that I had shown you before? I'd gone up that
one. You mean the hill?
No, I realized later that it was a hill, but at first I thought it was a big mountain.
Uh-huh.
I'd go up it just like a sparrowhawk, and when I got to the top, I'd look down just like an eagle.
You had
a lot of changes
on the way there. You'd go a sparrowhawk and become an eagle when you
I'd
got
go
there.
Really quickly. I'd go all the way up, just like an eagle. I'd stick out my chest like this, and I'd look all over the place, and I wasn't afraid of heights at all until... when was it that I went to Sabalan with my uncle and them? I think it was in the third year of high school. We went to Sabalan, and I hadn't even gone halfway up the mountain when I realized that, this is a real mountain. This is really a mountain.
Wow.
And halfway up, I got stuck, and I hugged a rock, and I said, I don't care if I'm not going up or down. There, that was the first time right there that I was afraid of heights, afraid of flying.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, so then the only option you had left was medicine, and you studied to become a doctor.
No. The reason I studied medicine was, look, you know that I used to keep pigeons. But one day I went and I saw that half my pigeons had died. Why? They'd gotten a virus. And ever since then, I decided to study medicine so that the pigeons and the birds and all of the different kinds of animals could get treatment when they were sick and I could make them better.
It's a good thing your motivation for becoming a doctor wasn't money. But, well, I mean, if you wanted to help animals, why didn't you study to become a veterinarian?
No, I wanted to, but my uncle didn't let me. My uncle Farzan didn't let me. He said, why do you want to study to become a veterinarian? He said, go study to become a dentist. And then you'll have a really good future. So that you can make some money and you'll be able to help your parents and the income for a dentist is more.
So your motivation was financial from the beginning.
Uh-huh. You've been asking these things for an hour because I said I want to study to become a neurosurgeon because it makes more money.
Well, yes. I mean, I hope to God there aren't a lot of doctors like you. It's a really bad motivation for becoming a doctor.
Thank you very much. All these things are nice. Come here, write them in your blog so that people can read them and you get more likes. And, I mean, this is the reality of our life. We're in need of money right now, and just go ahead and keep wondering. I really am glad that you're asking these questions and that you make me think about why I became a doctor instead of a dentist.
I have no doubt this will become an agitation for him. From tomorrow, all Farzad will do is start a conversation in order to be able to tell me about why he chose to become a doctor. And I won't pay him any attention. So then he'll learn a lesson.
Oh my goodness. When I think about why I chose to study. Oh my goodness.
From the very first day, even though we and Fazl tried really hard to show that everything was normal, Layli had realized the seriousness of her illness, but she wouldn't show it either, because she knew that her knowing would cause Fazl to suffer even more. She didn't want Fazl's efforts to give her peace of mind to go to waste. It's really good for husbands and wives to not mention some things to each other sometimes. A lot of times, silence is a lot better than yelling.
Hello.
Hello. Are
you
well?
Good morning. Come inside. Has something happened, Shiva? Are you upset?
The truth is, yes, Layli, Farzad told me what you're going to do.
You mean me and Farzad getting divorced?
Well, Uncle doesn't have the right to do such a thing to you. I've decided to go and talk to Farzad's aunt and uncle today. That's what I'm going to do.
So they don't do it?
He doesn't have the right to do such a thing to you. You don't have to do what he wants.
Farzad's agreed to it.
Well, he was forced to.
Well, this is what Farzad wants, and I can't disagree
with
him.
Well, Layli, it's not what he wants in his heart. He was forced to agree. He agreed because of you. Do you understand that?
I know.
You know and you agree to it.
Well, a dead Layli is of no use to anyone. There's no use loving her, and there's no use in her loving anyone else. I have to remain alive, no?
Did Farzad tell you about your illness?
Nah, that poor thing keeps on trying to keep it hidden. But, well, when he's willing to agree to such a thing, to divorce me for money, then the situation must be serious, you know. But don't say anything to him. He doesn't know that I know.
It's not really serious at all, okay? No, whatever. 70 million isn't anything. We'll come up with it ourselves somehow, okay? Why are you so happy? Why are you smiling? Like an idiot, smiling like that.
Oh, Shiva, I'm surprised at you. You really think me and Farzad will get divorced, huh?
What do you mean you won't? Then if you don't, how do you want to get money?
We'll get divorced, but who can stop us from getting married again later? Oh, do you want some tea?
Oh. What you're doing is really bad. But, well, he deserves it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look at me, thinking that you're actually going to get divorced? Otherwise, well, after getting divorced, everyone can get married again.
Shiva! Shiva! Now, don't you go and say anything to anyone.
No way. What do you think of me? I wouldn't.
You're a lady.
It's just... Didn't you think about the fact that Farzad's uncle can foresee such a thing?
The atmosphere is really heavy, isn't it? I mean... Huh. At least it's not like a wedding, so you can turn around and say, hey, congratulations, please have some pastries. Oh, well, it is life after all, and anyhow, no one knows what the future has in store for them.
It's really silly, right? Money has so much power. Hey, Farzell, God willing, you'll be happy with your next marriage. I never thought you'd so easily give in to what your father wants from you.
Excuse me, ma'am, but my son has been very kind to you.
Dad, what you're saying is right, Lily. But I can't choose a stranger over my family.
Uncle, Farzell hasn't told Lily the reason for the divorce because she'll find out the illness is dangerous and Farzell's making himself the bad guy.
All right.
With this money, you'll be able to create a good life for yourself.
Lily, dear, don't worry at all. It's the one who's losing you that should be sorry.
That's enough with these silly games, thank you.
Dad, we were really forced to do it. Me and Lily, we really love each other. It's not that easy for us to divorce each other.
Well, I'll do something for you to easily divorce each other and not have any way to go back anymore.
You can't do such a thing.
Yes, I can. Even if it takes several weeks, I can. Until it happens, that check won't be cleared and no money will be paid for the hospital fees. You'll have to give me a promissory note for the costs. For the cost of the surgery, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, Uncle, no one would do such a thing to even their worst enemy. How can you do such a thing with your son?
How can a son dare to ruin his father's reputation and dignity in front of anyone and everyone? Did you know that after he rejected Dr. Pezeshkian's daughter, my reputation was completely ruined? Never mind the billions of tomans in investments I lost. But all of my pride and dignity was crushed under the foot of this boy. With one signal from me, 1,000 people would die and come back to life. But this boy didn't show any respect for his dad. I'm cruel, yeah? I'm the one that's cowardly. When a son wants to get married, isn't he supposed to come and tell his dad? My son didn't think I was worth anything. And you can see now, they're scheming to steal my money. That's what they're doing.
Uncle dear, I'm really sorry. Please forgive me, but I mean, you are the one that wanted all of this, and I really think that if your reputation had any value for you at all, then you would have asked your son, I mean, at least once, do you want to get married to Sanam Pezeshkian?
I did ask. Didn't I ask?
Yes, you asked.
And what did you answer me? Did you tell me that you'd already gotten married?
No, I didn't tell you.
There you go. And I'm the one that's cruel, huh? I'm the one that's cowardly. A son, shouldn't he come and talk to his father before getting married? To keep his father's reputation in mind?
Yes, you're right. I'll stand by it. I'll sign the promissory notes.
What does that mean, Farzell?
Lily, if anything happens to you, what on earth am I going to do without you? You need to stay alive. It's not important if you're with me or not.
Farzell, it is important. It is important. Come on, Farzell, I can't live without you. I swear on your life, I won't set foot in an operating room. I won't set foot anywhere.
Lily, I'm begging you. Lily, I'm begging you. Lily,
Farzell,
Lily,
you know if I say something, I'll stand by.
Lily, don't do this to me. Lily!
Mr. Danishvar, if you'll excuse me, I'll be leaving.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Excuse me.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Dhaneshwar, what else do you want in order to be sure that these two people love each other? What evidence do you want that will prove to you that this woman only wants Fazil for himself and not because of your money? In the beginning, that's what I thought. I mean, that's what all of us thought. But we've been busy living with these two people in this building for months, and we have enough intelligence to be able to determine such things. It's true, our knowledge and experience isn't as much as yours, but we still have knowledge. Let me tell you something. I promised these two poor things, and I wouldn't say it, but I will, Mr. Dhaneshwar. Excuse me for not calling you uncle, but it's hard for me to do so. But this woman, who in your eyes is nothing, is the one that saved your son's life. Back then, when you were resting and relaxing in Australia, Layli rescued Fazil from drug addiction and ruin. If Fazil's addiction had continued for a couple more years, he would not be sitting in front of you now, alive and healthy, for you to be displaying your power for him. This woman was a mother for your son and a father for him and everything else. I don't know where I found the strength and where those words came from that hit Uncle Fazil over the head like a sledgehammer. But I'd never been so angry in my life and so determined to talk. Fazil and Layli's innocence was so heartbreaking that even if I were a rock, I'd still open my mouth and talk. I was pleased with myself right at that moment. And I'm even much more pleased now. Why? Because I was able to play a role in changing the path of their lives. Uncle Fazil paid for all the costs of Layli's surgery. Layli's surgery was performed successfully. She spent several days at the hospital to recover. There was only one thing we were worried about. As the doctor had predicted, Layli had lost a part of her memories. The doctor said it was only temporary. The only thing we could do was to pray and hope that that would be the case.
Let all the bad things remain buried in the dirt. It's enough for me that I love you. Don't become tired or lose. I'm sitting next to you. For you to be proud of love, I will help you, out of gratitude for this love, to build a dwelling where there will be the scent of God. This is a beautiful feeling of an overture, to begin our journey and to not be apart from one another, to be together forever with love. Whisper to me that you're with me, I'm with you.
Life goes on with all of its ups and downs. We're only a tiny part of this vast universe, but large in our own tiny little world, and we're trying to deal with all of our attachments. Unfortunately, all of our problems are caused by our attachments, because life is continuously changing. Life is in constant motion, and it never stops moving, even for a few short moments. I wish we could enjoy the sun when it rises, but we don't become attached to it. It's not a picture. It'll soon disappear. It's in the process of disappearing. That moment that you're looking at it, it's in the process of disappearing. The night will soon come, but we shouldn't worry. The night has its own particular beauty. A person with attachments is like a stubborn child who tries to become attached to the beautiful sunrise. He'd like it to always remain where it is and to be the same. A stubborn child doesn't know what they're looking for and cries for the sun to rise, and because of the crying, isn't able to see the new stars that are appearing. A stubborn child loses everything, but if you're not stubborn, you'll enjoy everything. You'll enjoy the day and the night, the summer and the winter, and you'll enjoy life and death. And you'll know that all the joy in life comes from being free and unattached.
تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه ی تو خورشید و ما هم خونه ی تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم Oh.